Chapter 18. The villa that Evan Waller would be staying at cost over 20,000 euros per week, and he'd leased it for a month, paying in advance, or so the leasing agent had told Shaw. The house was parked next to the cliffs of Gord and rose 5 levels high, reachable inside only by a single spiral limestone staircase. The place had 6 bedrooms and a saltwater pool in the rear grounds, where there was also an alfresco dining area under a wooden pergola, along with an outdoor kitchen and propane grill. The villa's owner had recently renovated it, and all the appliances, including the Wolf gas stovetop in the spacious kitchen, were new. Shaw knew all this because he was meeting with the leasing agent at her office in Gord, in the guise of being a potential renter for next year. The agent was polite and informative. "Don't take too much time," she'd warned him in efficient French. She was a Brit transplant, but her French was very good. "Just yesterday there was another person here who wants to lease for next year, too."
"Really?" said Shaw. "Who might that be?"
The woman arched her eyebrows.
"That is confidential. But she is young, American, and quite lovely, and obviously quite well-to-do. These villas are the best in the area, and beyond the purse of most. The same builder did the renovation on the villa next door. They're not exactly alike inside, but there are many similarities, including the limestone spiral stairs connecting all floors."
So much for confidences, thought Shaw. "But if the place is leased now, as you said, where's the tenant? The villa is empty."
The woman appeared uncertain.
"It's true he's leased it for the month, paid in advance."
"So it was a man, then," Shaw said. She looked upset with herself.
"Yes, but his name is confidential."
"Of course.
Anyway, he's not here yet. It was quite unusual, actually. I mean, to pay thousands of euros for something you're not even using."
"Well, it's not for me to say, I suppose. Rich people are peculiar that way, aren't they? But you yourself must be rich if you're looking at renting such a villa."
"I've done well in life," Shaw said modestly. "And we can speak in English if you prefer, though your French is far better than mine." She looked both pleased and relieved by this, and her demeanor and tone instantly changed, and her British accent rang loud and clear. "Well, that's sweet of you to say. I've been doing these lessons for a month to get that gurgling thing going in my throat, but I can't say I've quite got the hang of it. These French, though, they speak so beautifully, so brilliant, don't they? But it just about wrecks my poor esophagus."
"Mine too.
Anyway, since the place is empty, I could have taken you up for a quick peek, but we don't want to barge in and find Mr. Waller in his underpants, now do we?" She chuckled.
"So it's Mr. Waller."
The woman looked chagrined. "Now look what I've gone and done. Okay, that's the man's name, but don't bandy it about. Our work is confidential."
"Of course not. Not a word.
Thank you."
He left her and walked to the place in Gord where he was staying, a small hotel that also had a spa. Situated on the precipice of the Vaucluse Plateau and the Luberon Valley and hills beyond, Gord could be reached almost faster on foot from the villas below by series of steps cut into the rock. A car ride was quite circuitous and involved a number of switchbacks. The village of white and gray stone structures clung to the rock sides like bees to a honeycomb. The village itself was twice crowned, by the Catholic Church with its soaring bell tower, and by a medieval castle that now housed part of the town's government.